Well, if they don't agree on anything, my take on this is that it's going to be chaotic on April 1 because everyone is thinking that it will be delayed for a year, so immigration, border patrol at the airport would have time to implement this. Because I think one of the issues is that they want the new fee, which is $100, to be incorporated in the airline tickets. And, you know, some airlines has also raised concern about this fee, and they wanted a delay as well, so to give everyone time to put it in the ticket, and also to prepare for online processing. And also, what about the tourists who are already here? They will get stuck, and then they have to pay the $100 when they leave Palau.
You say that those responsible for collecting the fee would not be ready on April the 1st. So purely in practical terms, if they're not ready, how do they start collecting the money? There has to be a delay, doesn't there?
Yes, there has to be a delay. And I think we still have time. Maybe in the end they will have a compromise to delay it and discuss it further after. So I think that's why the president did not veto the bill and referred it back to Congress, so they have time to discuss it more reasonably.
One point that the president highlights is that the proposed bill, which is before Congress at the moment, talks about the Palau visitors fee. And he says that's a misrepresentation because what he says it is not a tax on visitors coming into Palau, but an opportunity for them, is the way he puts it, to contribute to Palau's environmental protection. So is the problem here the way this fee is being marketed?
The Senate has agreed on a compromise version. They passed it last week. They want the 100 environmental impact repealed and replaced with what they call 100 Palau visitors fee that compass $30 green fee, $20 departure tax, and an additional 50 to be collected upon implementation on April 1, 2018. So essentially, what the Palau Senate did was repeal the EIF and renamed it into a new one. But the new fee, according to the president, doesn't really represent Palau National Marine Sanctuary. The president did not say this, but to us, to other sectors, taking away the EIF from the PNMS just makes the Palau National Marine Sanctuary exist as a symbolic legislation that it meant nothing. You just put it there, it's just a symbol of something that is not even going to be self-sustaining because you removed the funding mechanism.
So are we now into what you might call a war of attrition as we count down to April the 1st? It's a case of who cracks first, the politicians or the president?
Well, you know, the president is very diplomatic when he discusses issues, but I guess the honeymoon stage is over between the president and Congress. It's now a battle of who gets to win this EIF because Congress is really dead set in repealing this EIF. The House wants to repeal it altogether and put back the fishing revenues, and then some senators want Palau National Marine Sanctuary repealed. And the Senate, they take this solution of repealing and replacing it with a new one. It's going to make everyone happy. But I don't think the president is a winner on their compromised version of the bill. I think it's only Congress who are winning on this repeal and replacing it with a new one.
Because what we're dealing with here is the president's signature policy. If he doesn't win this particular battle with Congress, do you think he might consider resigning?
No, I don't think so. National Marine Sanctuary might be his signature policy, but there are other concerns that he has to deal with. And plus, this is the president's last term, so I guess he wanted a legacy, and resigning is not a legacy he wanted.